7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
Dudley slightly distracted.
Slightly distracted. I'm slightly distracted. I have the marvelous Meredith in here. And
that should be her wrestling name.
She doesn't have headsets on yet. She didn't hear that.
Probably for the best.
Then maybe for the best. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Michael is here taking care of the technicalities of whether or not Meredith can hear or not. What Jennifer said was that should be your wrestling name, Marvelous Meredith. Could be your
like Jumpin' Jennifer.
Right, Jumpin' Jennifer.
We could be a tag team. We'll be the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Glow. That's going to be good. All right, so let's see what's going on here that is of interest and importance. Dr. Joy Brown. Did I say Dr.? What did I say? I've got sort of a little food.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah, Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few moments to handle some of the personal problems that you may be having. And if we don't have personal problems, we can create them. It's easy enough to do that. Later in the hour, we're going to meet somebody named Chandra Wilson.
Oh, you don't say it like that.
I am so excited.
Why don't you say it? How do you say
Doug's not aware of
Chandra.
Who Chandra is.
No, I don't watch these TV shows.
Grey's Anatomy. Forever, Dr.
One of the original characters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Really excited.
Good for you. All right, I'm going to have everybody get cranked up a little bit here. One of the things that's happened this week that is really bad, in my estimation, the wealthy donors who have been spending millions of dollars to get people elected have been given a free pass now by the Supreme Court, which says in a ruling that came out this week that there will be no more limits on the amount of money that wealthy people can put into any sort of campaign. They can create any kind of group, whether they're conservative or whether they're liberal. This is more of the ruination of the country. And I bet you can't find five people on the street who think this is a good idea. We found five people.
You forget what city you're in, Buster. You're in Washington, D.C. I bet you can find five people real quick.
I mean, to be fair, the rich haven't had enough impact on the election.
No, of course not.
You know,
right.
So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this is just this is another coffin.
This is a K Street decision.
It's all about the people. Richie's referring to the lawyers who are lobbyists that have offices on K Street. They're the ones who have gone by the hundreds to influence the Supreme Court. They actually write legislation. We all know K Street lobbyists were the ones responsible for the Affordable Care Act. That wasn't an Obama creation.
Right.
That was a creation of the people who wanted to make sure the insurance companies were taken care of. So how they get taken care of? They send the former congressman from Louisiana, Bobby...
Not Jindal.
No, not Jindal. He's a governor now.
Right.
Anyway, these people all are not interested in what's good for you. They're interested in what's good for them. And therefore, this ruling sharply divides the country yet again after Citizens United, which was about 4 years ago over there. Well, Roberts had just become the Chief Justice, I think, hadn't he? When the Citizens United thing was decided, that really surprised everybody. But this vote was the same. It was along the same lines, same justification. It's all about freedom of speech. And it proves, without a shadow of a doubt, that we need a constitutional convention to take our country back again before these people completely ruin it. It's pretty ruined now, but it's on its way to further ruination. All right, now having said that, one of the people who benefited most, or his cause has benefited most, was George Soros, who is very wealthy, has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to get not only people elected, but to get a lot of legislation legalized. In fact, he has bankrolled the marijuana legalization movement. Studies extolling the economic benefits of it, a national advocacy foundation, grassroots mobilization activities. So let's see here. He and Peter Lewis, who's the guy that founded, what's the name of the insurance company that the white, what's that, the white ads or the white woman running around? Progressive. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Progressive. Lewis.
White woman.
As well.
I'm going to give you points for that, Ken, because I had no idea.
she mentioned it earlier. That.
White garb. But yeah, the only reason Kenny knew it is because...
Where are all the white women at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's my cue. Woo, woo.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anyway, so this guy, Lewis, used to smoke pot all day long in his office, and everybody knew it. And he ran this big business. Soros, I don't know whether he's a pot smoker or not. He doesn't look like he gets any sleep. He needs to be using Genucel. Ever see Soros' eyes?
Yeah, he's looking a little tired. They've spent at least $80 million through their nonprofit groups, their network
Soros
of nonprofit
or Lewis?
Groups. Soros has spent at least $80 million through his network of nonprofit groups on the legalization since 1994.
Yeah. All right, so what does he get out of it? Why is he so hep on this? Would be my question.
That is a good question.
Money? Is there money involved in it for him?
No wonder Progressive is doing pretty well. Hey, man. Maybe that's how they thought of those all-white commercials. Hey, man, let's do it all in white, dude. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway.
Plus his smoke blast.
No, man, put a bigger wig on her, dude. I'm telling you, this is cool.
The best color, man, would be no color.
There you go.
We're really progressive, dude.
Cheech and Chong. Well, maybe that's where the name came from. Cheech and Chong got nothing on this guy. All right. Anyway, so that's what's...
Maybe they ought to be their spokespeople.
That could be it, right? Instead of a McDoobie. Right. Yeah, what would be a good euphemism using pot for insurance?
Hey, if you're going to do insurance, I do be insurance, man.
All right.
How's this part of the show going for you? All of a sudden, I want some Fritos.
We better bring Joy in here in a minute to bring us back to some kind of reality. Speaking of George Soros and the bags and puffiness under his eyes, I wasn't kidding. This guy should have Genucel. He could probably buy the whole company, Richie, right?
Yeah,
Genucel.
Yeah.
All right, and this is a big company. These people do very good work. They have science behind the products that they sell, and that's why I'm happy to have you understand, at least in this circumstance, Genucel and what you can get out of the product. It's a serum. It feels really good when you touch it. And if you got bags under your eyes are puffy looking like George Soros or Bill Clinton, you got lines around your eyes, then you need Genucel. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness. And the folks who see you all the time will quickly realize you're doing something. And they may even say to you, hey, Botox, you use some Botox? You have some surgery done? And all you say is, nope. I called 800-543-9262 to get Genucel. And it works in 12 hours. And then it keeps working and working and working. If you're a guy like Soros or if you're a woman like Marge Schott, before she died, she could have used some of this. See, her eyes were...
That's a cheap shot.
Why is it a cheap shot?
She could have dead woman's bags.
When she was alive, she could have used it. I don't know if it would do much good now. But you know what I'm saying. That's the kind of...
Right.
What other women who we know have bags and puffiness under their eyes? Jennifer.
Be careful.
Wow. Okay.
Only because I've had a lot of work to do lately.
All right. 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get some Esotique, a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment. So not only are you going to deal with the bags, the puffiness, and the circles around your eyes, but Esotique deals with all the rest of the wrinkles and things on your face that you want to improve. So here's the way to easily combat wrinkles and facial lines without any of the after effects of Botox surgery, that kind of stuff. 800-543-9262. You'll remember this story because I use a couple of good hooks like George Soros's face. 800-543-9262. That was a good number to remember.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
Is it Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer, Boston Adams, Boston beer.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. GenuCell and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Dr. Joy Brown joins Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I with a focus on what has happened in Texas at the base. Yet another shooting there. Dr. Joy, you can find every day on the air, by the way, from noon until 3. A lot of great radio stations around the country. You can find her at drjoy.com, or you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a message at 855-99-DR-JOY with a question that she'll tackle on her daily radio program. So what a lot of people are trying to deal with this week, Joy, is the continuing violence in our country, the violence that's connected to post-traumatic stress disorder in the form of these soldiers who are not able to deal, and apparently our government's not able to deal with them either. So here we have another tragedy. So there are all kinds of angles to the discussion here. Let's start with how post-traumatic stress disorder manifests itself and why it is that it's so hard for people in the service to seemingly get it, recognize it, and do something about it.
Well, you know, it's the term post-traumatic stress disorder is relatively modern, but the phenomenon isn't. They used to call it battle fatigue. So the notion that when you take human beings and put them in a very stressful, aggressive situation, they have a difficult time reorienting to reality when they get out of that situation is as old as war. The idea being, and so the government and the military do understand it exists. I think that what we're seeing is an increased incidence of it for a couple of reasons. First of all, the warriors are getting younger and younger. The people who go into the service these days, as opposed to, let's say, World War II, tend to be younger, poor, less educated. And there's some indication, not linearly, but to a certain extent, that the younger you are, the less educated you are, the less sophisticated you are, the more difficulty you're going to have readjusting. And we also have a war that's very far away with no obvious battle lines, no obvious good guys and bad guys, where children are strapped to bombs and blow people up. So you've got a very confusing situation that is going to increase the sense that that the world is not a safe place, that I don't have the sense that I know who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, and I can respond to it easily. The other thing about whether you call it battle fatigue or post-traumatic stress disorder or flashbacks or any of the terms you want to use is that they can come on you unexpectedly. The triggers are not obvious, and it's not something that somebody necessarily is manifesting on a day-to-day basis, and that noise means I probably should stop talking.
We'll talk about recognizing it, not only in military, but in civilian population as well. Dr. Joy Brown here.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
After the hour, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with Dr. Joy Brown and our discussion about post-traumatic stress disorder as it affects people who wear uniforms. But I think this affects our society. It just is more of the same stuff, Joy, more of the same sort of thing that really is a problem. We've got so many people popping pills, smoking pot, whatever it is that seems to be responsible for the downgrading of our psychological well-being.
The important thing here is, how do we recognize when somebody has a problem, and at what point?
You talking about civilians?
People have problems before they go into the military?
This guy did.
I think he did too. He served 4 months in Iraq, from all accounts. That's all the active combat that he saw.
Well, but look, 4 months can be a long time.
Yeah, but you have people doing 2, 3, 4 tours.
Well, but your point is well taken. Not everybody suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
No, they don't. That's the
question we have to ask ourselves is, are there certain people who are going to be more susceptible to it? Is it the experience or the personality, or obviously some combination of the two? And I think most people are. Look, let me talk to you about something that may be a little more ubiquitous, because we know that a lot of people suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder following September 11th. Now, these were the civilian population, right? Mm-hmm. They were not in theory, a war zone, although the things that happened felt like a war zone. So, first of all, the first question would seem to me, why did everybody in the United States who was either... Why did everybody in the United States not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder? Because they didn't. A certain percentage did. And they weren't necessarily at the Pentagon or in New York. There does seem to be some indication that people who are closer to whatever, to ground zero, literally, are more susceptible, but not exclusively. There are people who are today suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from September 11th, who weren't anywhere near New York or the Pentagon or in planes. There are people who won't fly. There are people who have flashbacks. And you can talk about any disaster, including earthquakes, fires, that post-traumatic stress disorder says that somehow the situation and the personality have gotten to the point where people are not able to function under certain circumstances. Now, there are certain people who can't function at all, and those are pretty easy to determine, that they have dishonorable discharges, or they're in Walter Reed, or they're in psychiatric care. But there are other people who seem to function fairly well until something stresses them. Mm-hmm. And the stressor can be almost anything. It can be a fight with your girlfriend. It can be a traffic snarl. It doesn't even have to be a traffic accident. So the question about diagnosis gets very confusing. And I think if you're asking, well, who should be doing the diagnosis, the answer is unquestionably civilians. Because you're not going to get somebody to a professional until they've evidenced some of this, or they themselves see that they have a problem. So the question is, how do you know when somebody is about to crack? In some cases, you don't know. But in some cases, there are signs. We know some of the signs of depression, that people are having sleep disorders. They're either sleeping a lot or not at all. Eating disorders. They're eating huge amounts or not at all. Things that used to make them happy don't. That they tend to be fairly lethargic. They have a hard time concentrating. They are emotionally labeled. They're very high or very low without understanding what the trigger is. And all of us should be aware of those symptoms.
What
for
is
the
that called
that
again?
Love.
I'm not trying to make light
it's
of it.
It's called problems with your girlfriend.
No, it's called the seven warning signs of depression. But the idea being that we all should probably be keeping an eye on each other. People who, for example...
Well, that's it, I think. We are so disconnected from one another. We don't have neighbors. We don't live with our family anymore. We're loners. People are afraid to be sued if you say this guy's psycho and might be going over the fence.
Well, but you don't have to do that.
I'm worried about saying that to you, Richie.
Well, that's true.
But what you can do is you can go up to somebody and say, look, it seems to me you're having a problem. Is there anything I can do to help? And their response might be able to give you the idea. And, of course, you guys have completely tiptoed around one of the issues, which is the availability of guns. Now, granted, availability of guns to the military is a different experience than availability of guns.
Well, yeah, this wasn't a military gun. This was his own private gun, this guy.
Which makes me feel completely worse.
No, he shouldn't have had a gun. What's the guy doing with a gun?
What are any of us doing with guns?
Thank you. I thought I'd just warn you with that.
But look, the point is we can keep an eye on each other, whether it's somebody on the subway who's a stranger to say, look, can I help you? Is there something I can do to help here? Whether it's somebody who is your next-door neighbor. Most of us live, or a large number of us who live in cities live on top of each other, and we can keep an eye on each other. We can sort of smile at somebody in the elevator. We can establish connections.
We've got our eye on you, Joy.
Well, thank you.
That's one thing
I was
sure.
hoping.
Hi,
right,
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for question into the line. You can dial it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or online at drjoy.com. Thanks, Joy.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Doug's Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan Dudley. To my friends and family and people who love me and care about me.
So we have to call you Doug then.
May include. May or may not include.
He is so smarty pants today.
Yeah, very smarty pants. Richie is here with me along with Jennifer and Kenny. Just to sort of update you on the latest from the Fort Hood gunman. I always like it. They call him the alleged gunman or the suspected gunman. Why is there such a need to sort of crouch around the facts? The guy killed three people.
It's called broadcast insurance. So let me just tell you, someone who had to renew mine yesterday.
I got news for you.
You have to do
that. If the guy walks through and shoots himself because of what he just did,
he's guilty.
Take the alleged part out. Yeah, he's guilty.
Thank you. Good night. Anyway, so we've had a lot of conversation about what he saw for duty during his four-month deployment in Iraq. According to NBC, there's no record of him ever seeing any combat. As a specialist, he could have been in charge of spark plugs on the military vehicles over there. He could have been in charge of changing tires.
It appears he spent most of his time at Fort Hood, actually.
Well, but the other side of it is, what do we even send him to Iraq for? We're supposed to be taking all of our troops out of there. Why would he spend 4 months, 4 days, 4 minutes there? Why are we shipping guys like that back and forth to Iraq when we're taking all of our soldiers out of there?
We're still watching the border, though.
Yeah.
Nobody for the border is my gears. Baloney. Still in Germany, still in Japan.
Well, there's something worthwhile that happens in Germany. I don't see any. Okay, so we got that taken care of. By the way, we're going to meet Chandra Wilson in a few minutes from the new show Frankie and Alice. And everybody here seems to be
that's
very
actually a movie. Chandra is one of the stars of Grey's Anatomy.
I can't say it's a show if it's a movie. Why can't I say it's a show?
Oh, well, I just was trying
Frankie to. Frankie and Alice is a movie.
It's a movie.
Frankie and Alice is
Grey's
a movie.
Grey's Anatomy is a show.
Right.
And a big one, in case you haven't heard.
But I couldn't call. Isn't they both in the same category?
Sure, there. Whatever.
Let's
Doug.
Not worry about it.
Uh-huh. The American Association for Cancer Research is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the first Surgeon General's report on smoking and health. There's a lot of information in this new research paper. The articles obviously focus on tobacco and cancer. The clinical cancer research done by the chairman of the Tobacco and Cancer Subcommittee, Professor of Medicine, Dr. Roy Herbst, Professor of Pharmacology, Chief Medical Oncologist at Yale Cancer Center. All right, so this guy's got credentials. We get it. He said, quote, "We've made significant progress in the last 50 years in reducing tobacco-related illnesses, which was made possible by the enormous body of scientific evidence demonstrating the deleterious health effects of tobacco use." I don't think that anybody disputes that tobacco kills 480,000 Americans a year. He says we have to do more to educate people about the dangers of tobacco use. Who doesn't know about the dangers of tobacco use?
Let me explain to you why we didn't know about the dangers of tobacco abuse, because this is what they were putting down our throats 50 years ago.
Yeah, but 50 years ago is one.
Oh, fine. Have a camel with your coffee. Thanks.
Two doctors.
Yeah. No.
It was for
this
help.
Night work's kind of rough, isn't it? That's right. But a camel's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Yes, folks, the pleasing mildness of a camel is just as enjoyable to a doctor as it is to you or me.
Well, that's nice to know.
Wow.
It's true, though. I mean, think about how glamorous it used to look on all the TV shows and the old movies.
Well, any of the people now, there was, didn't I talk about this on the air or was it off the air? I saw a report last weekend, as a matter of fact, about, I think I mentioned this on the air, the number of people who are now circling the wagons when it comes to movies and not having any smoking. There's a whole coalition that wants to get smoking all out of movies. It's out of TV. It's off the radio.
See, I don't know if I like that.
Get it out of the movies.
Because sometimes you need one of those bad guys to light up your cigarette.
Like the Monuments Man.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's got to make it realistic.
Really? What about the smoking? What was the guy's name? The cigarette smoking man that was on
X-Files.
X-Files?
Yeah. Cigarette man, yeah.
And did he ever actually smoke on screen?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Continuously.
But that was not. That was a cable show, wasn't it?
It was a Fox show.
Really? Yeah. I don't think you ever see people smoking on regular network shows, do you?
You do now.
Do you really? Back
Every
to that?
Once in a while.
Really? All right, well.
A lot of gags come from smoking a cigarette in bed, you know, afterwards.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we were looking, we watched Diana last night in the hotel, and the boyfriend that she had that she really loved the most was the, no, Doty was not the guy. Doty wasn't her boyfriend really at all. The guy that, what was the guy's name that was the doctor?
It was the one that's really Harry's son, right?
No,
no. You think he's really Harry's son?
Right.
I mean, Harry is his son, I mean?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
What?
38 pounds the hour on good day.
Yeah, all right, never mind. Forget I mentioned it.
Well, you guys have your senior moments.
Thank you.
We're going to speak to Chandra Wilson
in a moment here.
Yeah, right.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Basket was Boston.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, the Doug Steffen Good Day program now has the pleasure of Chandra Wilson's company. I'm not sure she's going to think that our company is that pleasant.
Rich McFadden. I hope she does, because I love her. I'm looking forward to the day.
Yeah, if I don't behave, my wife is going to be extremely mad at me.
All right, so here's a lady who started her acting career with appearances on The Cosby Show, on Law and Order. Pretty much everybody knows her as Dr. Miranda Bailey on Grey's Anatomy, and you have been nominated for Emmys, won the Screen Actors Guild Award, People's Choice Award, so it's not like you're just another piece of chopped liver, apparently.
Dr. Bailey's like the friend you always want to have on Grey's. Like, she's cool. She's got it all together.
I think she's very cool.
She is cool.
Well, that's because you're cool. Don't you think, honestly, Chandra, that you bring... Actors are in two different categories. Actors who play themselves, or actors who really get into the role, understand the differences between who the actor is and the person being portrayed. And how hard is it to, I think in both circumstances may pose challenges. How much different are you than, let's say, the character of Dr. Miranda Bailey?
Yeah, I don't think I play myself at all. Miranda Bailey, she's far more gutsy than I am. The things that come out of her mouth, the type of kind of teacher mentality, respect that she commands.
Yeah, she's pretty sassy.
Her. Yeah, it's like, you know, even though the audience knows her differently now after all these seasons, and they know that she has vulnerabilities and she messes up and all of that, she still, you know, always tries to keep that same persona.
Let me turn it around then, Chandra. How about if you're one person and you play a different person, might the person you play influence who you are in real life?
She hasn't done that either.
Really?
Like, you know,
really?
I can still get offended by the way somebody behaves in the grocery store, at the post office or something, whereas it might roll off of her back, and I try to summon her up sometimes, you know, to say, what would Bailey do right now? And I just can't do it unless I'm in front of the camera.
What happens in the hospital stays in the hospital, right? So how are you guys dealing with Sandra Oh leaving? This is a big deal. Are you guys all sad? Have you done the last episode with her yet?
But no, we haven't. We still have two episodes left to shoot. I've been teasing her all season, you know, calling her a traitor and just, you know, just anything I can do.
Why is she leaving? She was an important person there like you. Why is she leaving?
You know what? She is one of those actresses that has been fortunate enough to be on television for almost 20 years. She did Arliss right before
Grey's
started. Yeah, and, you know, I think sometimes you just want to sit down for a minute. 10 was a nice round number, and I think she was, you know, kind of thinking like that, you know, like, you know, possibly they could bring the character back and forth, but, you know, sometimes you just want to sit down.
All right, so they're not going to do with her what they did with the character on The Good Wife last week before. Shoot him to get him out of the program.
I wish I knew. I wish I could give a definitive answer, and I think that's why they don't tell us anything.
Especially because you guys love to kill people on that show. So anything could happen.
People have died on Grey's. Yeah.
That's a dangerous show to be on.
Hey,
you know what I want to know is, do you ever get any, like, real doctors and real nurses? Like, if you go to the doctor and the nurse walks in, does she ever say, you know, just to let you guys know, we don't really sleep with each other in the broom closet like three times a day like you guys do on the show?
All the time people have comments to say, you know, about how we hold our instruments or if they would do it. But I tell you, the most disturbing one was in the middle of my cesarean with my son, you know, where you can kind of hear everything. And my OB says to her assistant, you know, she plays a doctor on TV. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're in me.
Yeah, I'm vulnerable right now.
Right now. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Frankie and Alice. You're in this new movie, Frankie and Alice. Halle Berry's in the movie. Opens up this weekend. So what is the character? You're a character actress. So you've admitted and you acknowledge that you play and you can get into different roles. And that's why I was separating you from those who pretty much, George Clooney pretty much plays George Clooney. Oh, I think that he's moved. John Wayne always
Clooney can play
John
George
Wayne.
Clooney with me anytime he wants. Okay. That'd be fine. Who cares?
That's funny. He can fix it up. Well, this character, Maxine, she, well, first of all, it was a treat. You know, I just kind of got the call that Hallie's doing this movie, and you'd be playing her sister and Felicia Rashad's daughter, and I didn't even have to know what it was about. I was
nice
just on
company.
My way on the plane. Yeah. And, you know, it's a fantastic movie. It takes place in the 70s that... it's basically about a multiple personality disorder that Hallie's character discovers that she has. And this is, you know, back before we named everything like we do now. And, you know, she could have just been, just like the crazy person in the family. And, you know, you just always know so-and-so is crazy. Well, so-and-so really was crazy.
Right. Well, and you can't use those terms anymore. You can't call anybody a retard.
Stuff.
Well, I mean, that's, you used to be able to use those terms all the time.
It's a real name for it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like her journey into finally figuring out what in the world has been going on with her all her life, and she does just a great job in this movie.
All right, so the attraction was working with Halle Berry, the attraction was the story, and how about movies in general? Most of the time when you're in an episodic television show, you got enough time off to do a movie or two a year. So what's in store for you as you continue in Grey's Anatomy, but perhaps look for some of these other good movie roles?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I always keep my mind open to, you know, whatever comes down the pike. And, you know, I audition or I go in. You know, I'm also a director. And, you know, giving myself the opportunity to go into other projects as a director during the time off. So, you know, I've just learned not to kind of close the door on anything.
How about Sane? Aren't you?
You know what I think?
I did. I mean, I went off and I did Broadway for one of the highest.
You want to sing something together?
Chicago? Oh, my gosh. What are we going to sing this morning?
How would you like? How about The Impossible Dream?
Oh, no.
Really? That's what we want to do?
Yeah, come on. Let's you and I sing a little bit.
You start and then I'll piggyback on.
The impossible dream to fight the unwinnable
unwinnable
words.
With unbearable sorrow
Go.
All right.
You are really good.
Thanks very much, Jennifer. I didn't know
that you
paid
it.
I know what I have you in the extra career when you have some downtime. Co-host of the Doug Stephan Good Day.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Chandra, best of luck to you. Thank you. Ranking
Thank
Oscar
you
to do
very
well.
Much.
All right, good to have you here. Chandra, here on the so
she knows how to deal with you. I think she really could be a co-host.
Yeah.
And she's staying with you.
Well,
and she didn't even flinch when you said the R word on the radio.
Well, but that was
so
I was using references
for that,
to the bad old days.
I think I'm looking at someone who's the R word right now.
You're looking at me. Thanks, Wizzy. It's 11 before the hour.
Yeah.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Yeah. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Money Pit. Captain Tom is here.
On board, sir.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Airs around the country every weekend. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Radio is a really big shoe. And Tom is here to help us understand how to plan and add landscaping. Maybe install a fence, a mailbox, the sorts of things that are necessary when you're thinking about spring, which has sprung. And so we'll maybe, I'm going to bring Tom to my house and have him build a deck.
I'm going to have him landscape my front yard.
Yeah, all right. So all of that.
There's a long line. You got to talk to my wife first. She's really on projects.
Your wife would probably be happy to get you out of there. I would bet. Anyway, so Kreidler is here with a standby for this. I'm going to sound like NBC News now. It's time for the Kreidler Report. Next on Good Day.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Hi, Tom Kreidler here with Doug Steffen and the gang on the Good Day program. So a lot of Americans at this time of year just can't wait to get out. Having this last year is so horrible. The winter was so horrible. People want to get outside. Let's see what we can do landscaping-wise. What's the, I mean, I know, but it's different on the farm. I got fences galore to fix. And maybe because of the wind, I have to do some work on my roof, that kind of stuff. So what is it that people do first? Well, Doug, there is a new survey out that shows that 51% of Americans that are planning to add landscaping, install a fence or a mailbox or build a deck will fail to take this very, very important step, and that is to call 811. Have you heard of the service 811?
811?
No. Yeah, basically it's call before you dig, and it's a toll. It's a free call all across the country.
How's it different than Dig Safe, Miss Utility here?
It's called the Common Ground Alliance. It's an organization that's basically dedicated to maintaining and protecting utility lines.
Yeah. You know what this is, and really. This is another government conspiracy,
right? You know what?
They don't want you to go to China that way. They want you to fly there. They don't want you to dig.
All right, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to know if these people are different. Dig Safe came to my house. Remember when I put the addition on my house?
Right.
And so the excavator is there, and Dig Safe comes in and says, okay, it's clear to... It's clear to dig here, so the excavator goes into the ground, digs out. I'm on the air, and not only do they get the lines, not only do they get the lines that are connected to my internet, but all electrical is in there.
Wow, yeah.
And they ripped everything out, and it was the rest of the day before I got it hooked up. So this was thanks to Dig Safe. These people better be better than Dig Safe.
Well, I don't know the difference, but frankly, between Dig Safe and 811, it sounds very similar. Now, I don't know if it's a regional thing in your part.
Yeah, it's Miss Utility here, so yeah.
Really? Yeah, 811 is the national number.
Yeah.
You know, my feedback on this service is that it's been very, very good because folks tend to put the shovel in the ground without thinking first. And I don't think it's so much the professional contractors in as much as it's, you know, the simple projects that can get you, like the fence post or building the deck.
Or just
call 811. Yeah, anything. You call 811 before you dig. They'll come out within a couple of days and they'll mark out the utility lines.
I want to know where the gas line is. I don't really care about the electric and the phone.
But
I want to know where the gas line is.
You just hit on it. A couple of days before. So if you're sitting there on a Saturday morning thinking, okay, I'm going to go buy some plants at Home Depot. You know, guess what? Because I did this for a neighbor and I took out her cable line.
Nice going, Rita.
She was like, I bought this bush at Home Depot. Can you plant it for me? I want it right there. I'm like, sure, no problem.
Gone. Sure, it wasn't Rich on that the bulldozer.
Excavator. Yeah, perfect. All right, so the plan is
call 811. Yes.
But make a plan.
Call 811.
Got to make a plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's see. We have time for a listener. How much time have we got? We have time for a question. What's the most common question you're getting this time of year on the Money Pit? Every week you have people that call 888 Money Pit, right? They can leave it.
Well, after the long winter, it's about painting and painting prep. And I think that's the thing that people fail to take is that prep step, get rid of that mold, that mildew, that algae before you paint.
I heard that President Obama was going to paint the White House himself. Did you hear that?
Is that right?
Put the ladder
He's going to need a long ladder and a lot. I think he's like 400 gallons of paint for that building.
I wouldn't be surprised. All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.